topic will be about the Hasdaras Ruach Shamim, the mentioning of Mashiach Negashim. Unfortunately, this topic doesn't get much attention because it's at the end of Sukkot, after a long period of Yom Neroim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Chol Moed. And by the time we get to the end of Shmi Atzeres, everyone's a bit drained and no one really gives so many topics on this shirim on this topic. This particular sugya, Mashiach Ruach Negashim, is very chaviv to me. I think, if I remember correctly, it was the first chabur I ever prepared on my own. Back in Teaneck, I'm going to say 10 years ago, after coming back from Israel, we had organized a few friends of ours to go to Hashkam on Shabbos, 7 o'clock in B'nai Ashurin, followed by a chabura, rotating houses, rotating people, and some chul. So I think I gave the first one in my house on this topic. I'm guessing we probably started it right after Sukkot, because that's this topic of Mashiach Ruach Negashim. So, the first Mishnah in Tainis, Bezim and Aleph. The Mishnah says, Me'eim asai mazgirin gvurus kishamim. When do we start mentioning Mashiach Ruach Negashim? So the first opinion, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yom Tov HaRishon, Shachag. From the first day of Sukkot. Comes Wednesday night, or really Thursday morning, the first day. That's when you should start saying Mashiach Ruach Negashim. Yeshua Omer Miyom Tov Ha'achon Shechag. Yeshua argues, no, you wait until the end, the last day of Sukkot. Amar Lo Yeshua. Yeshua says, Hol V'ein Hagshamim El Simin Kolal Chag. Since we know that if it rains on Sukkot, it's a Simin Kolal. Lama Hu Mazgir. Why would he mention it on the first day? Why would he mention it the entire Sukkot? And therefore, Yeshua concludes, you should say at the end of Sukkot on Shmi Atzeres. Amar Lo Rebbe Yezer. Afani Lo Amarti Lishol. I also never said you should request the rain during Sukkot, Ella Hazgir, just simply to mention that Karsh Baruch Hu is Mashiach Ruach Negashim. Be'onaso, in its right time. So Rabbi Shu responds, well, if you're saying just you're praising Karsh Baruch Hu, you're just mentioning one of his capabilities, so Amar Lo Im Kein Li Olam Yeh Mazgir, why don't you say it the entire year? Why Dafka now? If you're not asking for anything, you should just say it the entire year. Why only now? So we're going to try to understand this Machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lazar, when exactly to start saying Mashiach Ruach Negashim. We'll wait till the end to analyze that. The second question I want to place on the table as well is, there's a different Yisraelis, if you look in the different Sidurim, the article itself has a bunch of stiras, how to pronounce Mashiach Ruach Morid Hageshem or Hagashem. How do you guys say it?
Geshem, Gashem.
Jeremy, does it say it? Geshem. Okay, different opinions. So, what's this machlokes based on? I thought I mentioned Moshe. Moshe has a pshat. So, hopefully, analyzing and understanding Mashiach Ruach Negashim or Geshem, we could understand which gears is appropriate and how to understand machlokes tonight and when to begin saying it. Okay, we paskin, of course, we should say at the end of Sukkot, but at least to understand the nature of this machlokes.
What was the realizers?
He says, why are you mentioning it on Sukkot? It's a Simon Klal if it rains in Sukkot.
Right.
So wait till the end.
Yeah,
Rabbi Eliezer responds, I'm not asking to rain now, I'm just mentioning Akash Baruch Hu is Masher Ruch of Negashim. That's what he does. He's Mechayim Mason. He does a lot of other things. I'm not asking for it. The Gemara asks right in the beginning, right after the mission, wants to know, Tani Heichi Koi, what's this mission referring to? It's coming from left field. The mission says, Me'eim Asai Mas Girin Gvurus Kishamim. When do we mention Gvuras Hashamim? What do you mean when? First, tell me what is Gvuras Hashamim before I tell me when. Similar question to the Gemara asks the first Gemara in Shas, in Brachos, about Kriyas Shema. So Gemara says it's referring back to the Mishnah in Brachos that says, the Mishnah says, Mazgir in Gvuras Hashamim b'tchiyas ha-mesim. You mention Mashiach Ruach in Tchiyas ha-mesim v'sholem b'birchas ha-shanim, and you ask St. Talal Motel Racha in B'irchas ha-shanim v'avdala b'chonin hadas, and you also have Dala Motel Shabbos in Chonin hadas. So the Gemara says, okay, if it's referring to a Mishnah back in Brachos, so why doesn't it ask the question back in Brachos? Why is it waiting an entirely different Seder? That's in Seder Zroim. Why waiting until Seder Moed to ask the question of Memasai? So you're right. It's not referring back to the Mishnah Brachos. It's referring to a Mishnah in the Seder Moed, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Anybody guess which Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah it's referring to? Very appropriate for the day after Yom Kippur. U'bechag nidonim al hamayim. Right? There are four times a year we get judged. Mishnah says in Daf Tezvav, I think it is. Yeah, Tezvav, Tezayin. So Mishnah says, Ubechag nidon al hamayim. On Sukkot, Chag is always referred to as Stam Chag is Sukkot. We get judged on the waters for the upcoming year. The Aidi, the Tanya Ubechag, since we spoke about in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, in Seder Moed, you get judged on rainwater on Sukkot. Tana, on that, we ask, so when do we start saying it? If we get judged in Sukkot, should we say it in the beginning of Sukkot, or should we say it at the end of Sukkot? On that, Rashi writes, Dibra Maskeva Aidi, he says, Kolomar, Agav de Tana b'chag nidona al mayim, since we already taught in Rosh Hashanah we get judged on the waters, Kesavar b'nafshay hol v'nidon b'chag al mayim, since we get judged in water, Shmamina ba'inan lahazgir, we learn from that you have to mention some concept of rain, in Yana Demaya, something about rain, Liritsuye al Hamayim, to get, I guess, appeased and satisfy the Kadosh Baruch Hu, ask for him to give us rain. Dilise lebracha, it should come with bracha, with blessing. When we get judged, okay, great, it says we get judged on Rosh Hashanah. What does that have to do with us? Well, we're getting judged on it, we should do something to try to get a good judgment, a good din, a good mishpat, a good bracha. So, where are we going to ask for this ritsui of gshamim? That's what the Mishnah asks. Meimasai? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, you start saying at this point or you start saying at this point. But what comes out from Rashi, it's a ritsui because we're getting judged now in Sukkot. It's a ritsui. It's supposed to appease a Kadosh Baruch Hu and gain his favor to give us geshem shabracha, mayim shabracha. Tosfos says something very similar on Beis and Aleph. Says as follows. Rabbi Lazar would say, you're right. Rabbi Lazar is the one who said you should start saying it on the first day of Sukkot. And then Yeshua says, well, if you're not asking for it, you're just mentioning this quality of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, say it the whole year round. So Tosfos quotes a Brisa, you're right. Rabbi Eliezer holds you could say it all year round. You're allowed to, there's a Rishus, but there's actually a Chova. It turns into a chiv. There's a requirement, once Sukkot comes, to start mentioning it on Sukkot itself from the first day on. This is Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. We don't paskin this way, though. Why? Why all of a sudden is there a chiv? The whole year around there's a rishus. But why is there a chiv? So Tosfos writes, L'ratzos lefnei she'ela, to gain favor before requesting something. She'kol habo levakish, anybody who asks for something, first he's makdim l'maratza, first he proceeds it with some way of gaining favor. So if you're about to ask in Birchas Hashanah, we're about to ask to rain, we first want to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu and gain his favor that the rain should be a good rain.
So it becomes a chiyuv.
But before you ask something, you first want to appease the king. Maybe you'll give him a present or say something great about him. So prior to asking, you want to appease him first. So both Rashi and Tosfos say it's about a ritzui, some level of, somehow connected to a sheila. It's not quite a bakasha. You're not asking for anything just yet. That's, we wait until Birchas Hashanah. But it's a ritzui. You're leading up to a question. You're leading up to the bakasha. Rashi says it's a ritzui because you're getting judged right now. Tosfos says it's a bakasha because it leads into the sheila of Birchas Hashanah. Now, the Mishnah in Brachos, which the Gemara had referred to before, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah lists the different things we mentioned in parts of Shemoneh Esrei. Again, Mazgir and Gevuras Shaman B'Tchias HaMeisim, the Mishnah says. We start mentioning Mashiv HaRuach HaMin HaGeshem in the Berachos Tchias HaMeisim. Rashi writes, Mashiv HaRuach She'enu Lashon Bakasha. This is not a request from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Elo Lashon Hazgara V'Shevach. It's a praise. This is very, very important. Very different than what Rashi writes in Tainus and what Tosfos writes in Tainus.
Well, it was not a what?
It's not a bakasha, ela hasgara v'shevach. It's a mentioning and a praise. All the other things listed, all the other things in the beginning, the first couple of brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, are all birchas shevach. You pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu for a certain quality he has. Ritzui is something more than a shevach. It's not quite a bakasha, it's in between a bakasha and a shevach. You're leading into a bakasha.
How do we know it's not the same?
The Hebrew lashon ritzui means you're gaining appeasement. You're gaining favor in something. Shevach, I just pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no return. There's nothing I'm getting back for the shevach. I'm just praising the king. If I want the king to give me something, I want ritu, I want him to be find favor in something I'm about to ask for. It's leading into a bakasha. It's almost a bakasha. Now the truth is, the Lashon Ritzoi seems to be a little more exact. Because the Gemara in Bezim and Bezim Tainis wants to know, do you start requesting or saying Mashiv at night, Mashiv Ruach at nighttime, or do you only start in the daytime? And the Gemara says, well, do we compare it to Lulav, or do we compare it to Nis Hamayim, the special water libations we pour in the Mizbeach on Sukkos? And in whatever either you learn from Lulav or from Nis Hamayim, in both directions, the Gemara calls it a Ritzo, Boler Ratzos. So from the Lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like the Ratzos is a little more exact and precise. It's a better ritzui. But Rashi does say Shevach. It's about praise. So is there an afkamina? Is it significant? So before we go to the first afkamina, the Lashon Riaz in the back of the Rif and Tainis, Aleph Amin Aleph B'dapei Arif.
Does it mean Lashon Riaz said Balmor?
No. It's the Riaz, a different Rishon.
Do they also call Balmor that or no?
They call him the Riaz HaLevi, Bizrachi HaLevi. Not Riz. Read not Riaz. Okay. So listen carefully to Lashon Riaz. Tiknu Rabboseinu Lazgir Gvuras Kishamim Bebirchas Shnia. Lefisha Gimel HaRishonos, the first Ibrachas, Divrei Shevach, Divrei Ritzoi. He writes both. Heim Ke'evid Habol Vakesh Bakasha Mlefnei Rabbo. And the Evid comes to ask something from his master. He begins to appease him. There's noteworthy that he mentions both of them, Shevach and Ritzoi, which highlights that Shevach is something different than Ritzoi. They're two different words. It's not just interchangeable. He uses both of them. So while Rashi and Brachos says just Shevach, and Rashi and Tosfos and Tanya says Ritzoi, Lashon Riaz uses both.
And Tosfos thinks we're doing Ritzoi for what?
The Ritzoi is ultimately to ask for the Bakashas in Birchas Hashanah of Saint Talamat Levracha. While Rashi's Ritzoi in Tainis is just we're getting judged, so we want to find favor in Akash Baruch Hu's eyes. But still, it's a Ritzoi to appease Akash Baruch Hu to grant us something. It's leading into some level of a Bakasha or a Mishpat. So is there a Nafkamina? So tell us in Brachos, Daf Chavtesam Aleph, Dibra Maskin Nipnei. So Ritzoi is you're trying to find favor in Akash Baruch Hu's eyes to grant you something. For example, a carbon. A carbon usually is something that brings Ritzoi. It will appease Akash Baruch Hu that he'll grant you, he'll find favor and he'll give you kapara. You're getting something in return for it. Shevach is just, I'm praising Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not necessarily expecting a response. Tosfos writes, he's talking about which type of requests could you say in Shovim Me'at Tefillah. So a person could ask anything he needs. Something like, he's someone sick in his house, or he needs some water for his field. But just mentioning something, Hazkara, or Havdalah, are we saying Atachonin? Or other Shar Shvachim, other types of praises? That's also to say in Shema Tefillah. You can only mention Bakashos in Shema Tefillah, not Shvach in Shema Tefillah. The very next page, Tosfos writes in Chav Tesmabez, a long Tosfos here, Dibur Maskelha. He brings you Shalmi that says, just like everyone paskins that you're allowed to say, if you miss saying Talamat Levracha in Birchas Hashanah, you can make it up in Shema Tefillah. Everyone agrees to that. Because it's a Bakasha. But what if I forgot Mashiv Ruach Min HaGeshem? And I get to Shema Tefillah and I realized, I forgot. Well, I could do one of two things. Either I could say it in Shema Tefillah, or I've got to restart again. Tosfos brings it from you Shalmi, which says explicitly, that one is allowed to mention Mashiv Ruach Min HaGeshem in Shema Tefillah and won't have to go back. He goes back and forth. In the end of the day, there are two opinions whether one's allowed to. He says, maybe you're not allowed to. We Paskin, you are not allowed to. If you forget Mashiv Ruach Min HaGeshem, you cannot say it in Shema Tefillah. But there are two opinions. Yushalmi thinks you can. So what is this machlokas based on? I think it's pretty clear that Tosfos just told us before, the Tosfos right before, the first page before, you cannot mention shvachos in Shemaya Tefillah. I cannot mention praises in Shemaya Tefillah. And the very next page is, oh, yeah, well, if you forget, Masheruach and Menegashem, you could say it in Shemaya Tefillah. Elamai, Masheruach and Menegashem must not be a Shevach. And that's why you can mention it. It's not a Shevach. What is it? It's a Ritzur. It's closer to a Bakasha. You're trying to gain a Kadosh Baruch Hu, gain favor in His eyes so He could grant you a good year of water, some good parnas of the entire year.
Does Tosfos agree with Yerushalayim?
He goes back and forth. I think he sides with it in the end of the day. It's a long piece. I don't remember the whole thing. But I think he sides with it in the end. Oh, very good. Yeah, the Shitas on Tanis. Very good, yeah. But the other opinion, how we paskin, we said, no, you can't say Mashiva Ruach Menegeshim Shemaya Tefillah because, like Tosfos just told us, the rule is you cannot mention a Shvach in Shemaya Tefillah. And all you're doing of Mashiv Ruach Negashim is giving praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu.
So I was saying that everyone agrees that everyone agrees that Mashiv Ruach really is Ritzoy, just a matter of understanding Ritzoy, how closer it is to the Bakasha as opposed to the Shevach.
I mean, you're creating like different categories now. I think Shevach, Ritzoy, and Bakasha are already enough categories. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, it's a discussion of, they're not sure what Ritzoy really is.
Okay.
I hear
that. Yeah, but once you say Ritzoy is not asking for a Bakasha, then it's basically a Shevach. Then you have to define what's the difference between a Ritzoy and a Shevach. Then. Yeah. The Rif, in the beginning of Tainus, quotes a different Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi says as follows. Ha'omed Begeshem. You're standing, you're davening Shemoneh Esrei in the time period where you're supposed to mention Mashiv Ruach Negeshem. But, V'hizkir Shel Tal. Instead, you say V'sein, what do you say? Morid Atal, you say. Some have the custom in this shir to say Morid Atal, you said all year. So, you forgot it was the rainy season and you said Morid Atal. So what do? You have to go back and say Mashiv Ruach Negeshem or you're okay. The Yishami Paskins, Ein machzir nosa. You don't have to go back. You're yotze with tal. Yotze with tal. The Ron says no. The long Ron here with Dr. Ruth inside says you are not yotze with tal. That doesn't qualify. What's this machlokas about? Look at the base Yosef. Or Achaim Simon Kuf Yudalin. Kufidal is the Simon discusses Mashiv Ruach Negeshem. So Sif Hey. So the Beis Yosef says, I don't understand. There's no requirement to mention Tal the entire year, but there is a requirement to mention Geshem. How all of a sudden are we saying a tal could replace geshem? Geshem's a chiv. Tal is only a rishus, if you want. So he says as follows. Since the only reason why we mention gevuras kishamim ain't anu shol, and we're not asking for it, ela mazgir in l'shvach l'kadosh baruch hu. We're just praising l'kadosh baruch hu. You're right, l'chachila one should be mishabeachim with morda geshem, which is something that stops. And you have to daven for Geshem to come back. But b'di'evet, if you mishabech Kadosh Baruch Hu with Tal, even though Tal never stops, there's dew all year round, it's still a praise of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's something that the world needs all the time. It's still a shvach in this world, the idea of rain, the same parsha. So even Yotzi Yachiv of a Shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Magen Avraham writes, also in Siman Kuf Yudalad, Sif Katan Zayin. He says the same idea. That's still a Shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu in mentioning it. But in the Taz, in Kuf Yud Zayin, Simon Kuf Yud Zayin, Sif Katan Gimel, she says as follows. The Ikar Tam, that they were misakin to mention Geshamim, is because Geshem is Chaim Liolam. It's something that gives life forever. Tal has the same idea. It also is Chaim Liolam. It's always there. Always there. It's something. It's a Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Tal and Geshem always exist. Okay. So, you know, what did Beis Yosef say again? It's a Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it's in the Parsha of Rain.
The Tal.
And the Taz says it's a Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu because in the Parsha of Chaim Liolam. But all these poskim are writing that it's an idea of Shevach, and that's why Tal could replace Geshem. Ideally, you should mention Geshem, but if you give a Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Tal, it's really in the same Parsha. Look at the Primer Gadim. Primer Gadim writes, there's an afkamina made between the Mogen Avraham and Taz. Maybe you mentioned Ruach and not Tal. That might also work according to some opinions, not according to all opinions. I mean, according to the Mogen Avraham, all you need is some level of a Shvach, so saying something about the wind would also be a certain level of a Shvach. But according to the Taz, you might need something that's related to the rain and dew, or much more related than that of Ruach. But according to the Shita Saran, which says, no, if you mention Tal, it doesn't work. What's Pshat? It must be that's a ritzur. Tal is not going to be a ritzur for the bakasha rain I'm asking for later on in Shemoneh Esrei, or for the geshem I'm getting judged on this holiday of Sukkot. Tal has nothing to do with that. If it's a bakasha, if it's a ritzur, it has to be much more exact what I'm asking for. If it's a shevach, it could be a little more loosely translated.
Even though they're different things, because they're both shevach, I'm saying, like, if I don't say one bracha shevach and Shemoneh Esrei, if I say a different one, like Yosi, I'm saying still different topics.
Right. That's a good question. So, I'm not sure how to answer that. Right, I'm not sure. I mean, I guess when it's still in the same world, Tal and Geshem are still in the same world. So you're saying, let's say one of the other things I mentioned in the first bracha is if I could find something that's similar to it, so maybe that would work as well. Maybe they would say that in a Hanami. Maybe. But they're all working the world conceptually. It's all about a Shevach, and then it's whether it's a Tal or Geshem, it both works. But Lechor, the Ram would say to the Din and the Ritzoy. If you're requesting something, you have to be pretty exact as to what you're requesting. Because if you ask for the wrong thing, you might get the wrong thing. There's another interesting discussion here that comes up in the Rishonim, the Achronim. Beginning with the Tosas and Brachos. Again, Chaf Tesman Beis. Dibur Ba'askel Taha. Okay. The Gemara says if you didn't mention Yalev Yavo, the Halachos Gedolos Paskins, that you only have to go back if you're davening Bichidus. But if you're davening Bitzibor, you could be Yotzei with the Shleach Tibor. You have to pay attention to every single word the Shleach Tibor says. Sorry. Then he writes this idea here, that if you didn't say anything, if you daven a Shemoneh Esrei, but you made a mistake in the Shemoneh Esrei, it's not as if you didn't daven at all. You just made a mistake. You still had a tefillah. If I made a mistake, I had a tefillah. It was just a mistake in the tefillah I mentioned. Meaning, if I didn't daven at all, Paskin, I can't just listen to the Shleach Tibor. and be yotzi my chiyuv tefillah. If I daven, I just forgot to mention something. So right, yotzi my tefillah. I wasn't yotzi my yalav yavo. So to be yotzi the yalav yavo, I can listen to word by word to be yotzi yalav yavo of the shliach tzibur, right? It's tasos. But I was still yotzi my tefillah even though I didn't say yalav yavo. And he says that's the same din for every other thing I've got to mention. Every added component, whether it's Mashiach Ruach HaMegashem, or whether it's Al Nisim, it's a different case, but anytime you have to add something inside, Shemona Esrei, it's a good tefillah. I just missed that particular point I left out. Is that clear? So the little roam in the back on this Tosfos says, well, that's the case. Every time you've dominated the complete Shemona Esrei, you just, left out a particular line. So why do we paskin that when you forgot Mashiach and Regeshim, we have to repeat the entire Shemona Esrei again? So he says as follows. Mashiach and Regeshim is something different. That is the Nusach HaBracha. It's not something that we add in. That is the actual bracha. If I forget a bracha, let's say I forget part of any other part of the, Mechai Mesim, the whole bracha. I forgot that. You're lacking in the bracha. It's different than when I say a full Shemona Esrei, I don't say Yalev Yavo, which is an insert. The entire Shemona Esrei is still a good Shemona Esrei. I just forgot to insert something. We don't view Mashiach and Megashim as an insert. It's part of the tefillah, and if I forgot it, it wasn't a good tefillah. It's integrated into the actual Tzuras HaTefillah. We in the end, we're passing that way. You're right. And we're working within Tosfos, within the Shita.
Oh, yes.
But right. But with this idea of when you forgot Mashiach Ruach and Menegashim, do we view that as you've davened the tefillah, but you just forgot the insert? Or no. It's not viewed as an insert. It's not something extra that's added in. Mashiach Ruach and Menegashim is part of Shemona Esrei, and you didn't daven. It wasn't a good tefillah. It's like forgetting Mechal Kachai Mechesed. Carbon Nisanel, in the beginning of Tainus, this is Simon Aleph of Zvav. He asks, I understand. If I asked for rain in the summer months, let's say, and you're not supposed to say it, and you say Mashiach Ruach HaMegashim, what good is it to go back and repeat Shemona Esrei? I already made a klala. That's a question Carbon Nisano has.
We say you have to go back if you mention Mashiach Ruach.
Yeah, if you mention Mashiach Ruach HaMegashim, you have to go back, yeah. Why? I already cursed it. To raise Simon Klala, I already asked for it. I can't go back on that now. I said what I said. The damage has been done. So it's amazed like, as if you didn't even daven.
Yeah, it's like
you said, exactly. So same thing when you're supposed to say it, and if you don't say it, it's as if you didn't say anything. So that when you say it, when you're not supposed to say it, it's as if you said nothing either. You added something extra. You changed the whole surah. Let's see what Mordechai writes. Mordechai writes in Simon Tav Reish Yud Beis. So he says, you're right. You don't actually have to go back. When you already said Mashiach Ruach HaMegashim during the summer months, you don't have to go back. What does it mean, machsino so? Klomer garinbo, mochimbo. Shelo yomer yosi. You attack him and say, don't ever say that again. You reprimand him, you rebuke him. But it doesn't really mean you go back. So what Meir said versus the Mordechai, Pashas is you are machsiuna, so that's a Pashas B'Shara Gemara. So the question here is now, how much is Mashiach Ruach HaMegashim integrated into the brachas of Birchas HaShevach or not? If Mashiach Ruach HaMin HaGeshem is a Shevach, it's going to be integrated, it's going to be part of the Tzura. And if I don't say it, if I miss it during the rainy months, during the rainy season, so I didn't daven at all, like the Mila Rome says. And if I did say it in the summer months when I shouldn't be saying it, then Machzir no so, it's as if I didn't daven at all, like Meir said. But if Mashiach Ruach HaMin HaGeshem is an insert, it's not really integrated part of the Birchas Shevach because it's different in nature. It's a ritzui. It doesn't become part of the Tzura Shemone Esrei. So then maybe I would view it as having davened. If I didn't say Mashiach Ruach HaMin, I didn't say it when I was supposed to during the rainy season, I still had a good tefillah. And maybe you would be able to listen to the Shlach Tzibor and be Yotzei the Mashiach Ruach HaMin during that recital of Chazar Tashat. And if I did say it during the summer months when I shouldn't be saying it, no big deal. Because it's only an inter. I added something extra. It wasn't a Shevach. It didn't change the nature of Birchas HaShevach. So therefore, I don't really have to go back and say it like the Mordechai says. I could just rebuke him and say, don't do that again because it's inappropriate.
Why, if you hold the Rita, why is it even in the beginning part?
Fantastic question. Fantastic question. So,
is that like a segue for you?
No. Oh. I think the Cheshek Shlom asks this question in Tainus Dalim Beis. He says, based on the Torah, that Tzarech HaRabim, like the past 10 days we've been reciting, Bakashos in Birchas HaShevach. What are those doing there? So Tzur writes, and there's a discussion in the end of Yuma, the Rishonim talk about it, how, if I remember correctly, either the two opinions are, because the Tzur writes because it's Tzarechei Rabim. When there's Tzarechei Rabim, so then you could change sometimes the Tzur of the Brachos. You could add in Bakashos. And others say, yeah, similar though, but particularly the Aseres Metshuva are days of Tefillah and Bakasha. So all rules of Tefillah are off, and Chacham did whatever they needed to do to, you know, infuse and invoke bakashos throughout Shemoneh Esrei. So, with the Torah, the Chetzik Shlomo quotes from the Torah that it's a Tzarechei Rabim, the rain. Tzarechei Rabim, you're able to place a ritzoi. Now, it's not quite a bakasha, you have to figure out what the difference is, but you're allowed to place this ritzoi in Birchas HaShevach. Great question.
Is your second question?
Yeah,
the
second one.
Okay. So now with this whole background, we can understand the two questions we began with. Let's first start with the... Yes, Yoni, before I do that.
And so with the whole discussion about if you add in the summer months,
mm-hmm.
So if you say that it's been in the Shevach, but still at this point, it's still considered an insertion. Sorry, it's still considered like something external to the Surah. Then it's only when I'm chayv and saying it, and that we consider real Shevach, is it going to become integrated within the Surah of the Shemoneh Esrei. And therefore, that's why it makes sense. If you didn't say it, then you really missed out on it, and because it becomes part of the text. But when I'm not supposed to say it, so I'm still, you know what I'm saying? When I'm not supposed to say it, it's still going to be viewed as something external.
I'm not sure. If I say it incorrectly, since they're similar in nature, it might automatically have to be integrated. That's just the way they are. They're like magnets, and they stick with each other. And therefore, I ruined the whole Shemoneh Esrei because of that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so now we can go back to the beginning, the first mission in Titus. The Rabbi Ganak in one of the Svarim, quotes from Rabbi Soloveitchik, wanted to explain Machlokas Tanaim in this very way. There are people arguing about whether Mashiach Ruach HaMin HaGeshem is a Shevach or a Ritzoy. And now listen to the conversation they have in the Mishnah. Mei Masai Masgir Gevuras Kishamim. When do you start asking for Geshem? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Miyom Tva Rishon Shechag. The first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Miyom Tva Achon Shechag. The last day. Amr Lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, Hol V'ein HaKishamim Elasim Klala B'chag Lam Hu Masgir. Since it's only... a siman klala, why would you mention it on the sukkahs? Amar le Rabbi Eliezer, afani lo amarti l'shama, asking for it. Ela hazgir mashir rochim regashim. I'm just simply being mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if it's only being mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so why wouldn't you say it on sukkahs? Yeshua thinks it's not a shevach. Mashir rochim regashim is a ritzur. And that's why the ritzur could create a siman klala. If I'm being miratzah for something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Sukkot, that's going to create a siman klala, and therefore Yeshua says wait until after Sukkot to have this ritoy, to place this ritoy in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. This is good with Machlokas. Rabbi Yeshua once again, Rabbi Elazar once again thinks it's a Shevach, and therefore you could start saying in the beginning of Sukkot. It's not going to impact any of the rainfall. It's just a furthering the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yeshua thinks it's mamash ritoy, and you have to wait until after Sukkot until you start requesting for it. Now we can understand the different nuschos of how to pronounce Mashiach Ruach Mina Geshem or Gashem. I saw this in Aaron Slavichik Sefer a number of years ago. I think it's called Mata Aaron. I haven't seen it in a while. So I'm there sure once, shortly after I prepared for the Shabura, I think. He says as follows. What's the difference of Geshem versus Gashem? What's the right way to pronounce it, really? How's the word pronounced? If I were writing a book where I was just speaking in Hebrew, how do you say it? Geshem. What does Goshem indicate? No. Any Bali Kores here? Anyone with Bali Kore?
My dad.
Goshem?
My dad is.
So what would your dad say as a Bali Kore? When the word changed from a et to an ah? The end of a word, or an esnachta, the middle of the pasuk. It's a break, it's a pause. If Geshem is found at the end of a sentence or at the Esnachta in the middle of the Pasuk, it would be read as Goshem. So, do we view Mashi Baruch HaMina Geshem integrated into a continued sentence? Mashi Baruch HaMina Geshem, B'chaka, Chai B'chaz, B'chai B'chaz, B'chaka, 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 it's part of the same sentence. And you wouldn't break it with Goshem, you would say Geshem. If Mashi Baruch HaMina Goshem is something separate, it's something you insert independent of the rest of the bracha, you would say Goshem. In other words, if you're asking for Geshem, it's a ritzoy, it's entirely different than the rest of the Birchas HaShevach, you would say Goshem. It's like parentheses around it. You have to make a break from it, because this is unique. It's very different than the rest of the bracha. But if it's a Shevach and it's an integrated entire bracha, it's Geshem, and you read it the continued flow as one long sentence. So that's how Rav Aaron Soloveitchik wanted to explain his machlokes. So, Lamaisa, the Moshe Paschal's one should say Moed HaGashem, but there are different nuschos in the different Siddurim, and whatever your minhag is, keep that minhag. So I guess now we start Ben Zmanim, and everyone, maybe start today already. Everyone have a great Sukkot.